Alright, so this one's gonna be shooting forward.
I'll host it real quick. We're just gonna have a discussion about the show so far. Yeah.
Welcome everybody to the, what is it, fourth annual?
Yeah.
Fourth annual roundtable or round room discussion
round.
Of TFCon Space and Noise for that goddamn.
Yeah!
First things first.
Circle jerk.
Where's Agamemnon?
Yeah. Right here.
Agamemnon has been gracious enough to let us use his room to do this because we usually make a ruckus where we're at. That's Space and Noise for Agamemnon.com, guys. Person I want to hear from immediately.
Buy his shit.
Immediately. Joe KW, what have you thought of TF Concepts?
Oh, beautiful.
Joe KW showed up about an hour ago. That's a fact.
Joe, what did you think of the third party panel?
Awesome.
I saw it as much as you guys saw.
All I gotta say is this dude is smooth.
Like a dolphin? All right. So look, tonight we have most of the cool table in the house, and we have, let's talk about it. So we have Shattercast in the house. Woo! I'm gonna save those motherfuckers for last. Everybody else in the cool table knows what I'm talking about. We have Toy Detox in the house. Woo! Nerve Rage Radio is a little bit in the house.
What up?
Miss
you, Adam.
Is anybody from Stasis?
Yeah.
The world is full of surprises.
It is. It's a gift that keeps on giving.
All right, and then we also have who else?
8 weeks.
No, it's just me. Ray, goddamn, where you at? All right, we also have. Should I?
We forgot something.
Wait, is Beer and Boulders in the house?
What up?
Hey, anybody from Plastic Fanatics in the house?
Give it a break.
All right. Relax. Is anybody from fucking goddamn Realm of Collectors in the house? I'm going very deep, it's a fact. It's TKO in the house.
Damn right we are.
Let's talk about the venue. Who wants to speak on the venue? How do we like it?
It's all right.
I just want to say, Greg Sullivan, miss you, buddy.
Get out here.
Shout out to Greg.
That's a beautiful man right there.
That is a...
Yeah, so
hey, if we're doing...
No, he's not talking about Sullivan.
I'm talking about you.
I told William he needed to wash his hair last night because so many men were touching it.
That's a good idea.
Not with their hands.
Hey, if we're doing well wishes to the absent, where the fuck is Jis?
Where is Jis?
Jis.
Oh my god, you have to
have. No. So look. All right, let's make some noise for Yule. But I also want to say this. This show has been the biggest TFCon ever.
East Coast! Cool.
Yeah.
Let's make some noise for East Coast, guys. Cody is here from Toy Detox. He brought tea bags for everyone to make up for that shit back in the Revolution.
He's got a tea bag for everyone.
How do we feel about the organization of it, getting your tickets, getting registered, getting all that?
Coco smooth.
It was good.
I've been through this year.
Talk about it.
Yeah, so I went to Star Wars Celebration this year.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Jelly, bro.
It was good, but it was the biggest cluster ever. I go to Comic Cons every year. I go to Awesome Con. I go to Baltimore.
All right, stop bragging.
He's a con guy.
It was the biggest cluster. So coming here, I had no idea what to expect, and it was just we were one and done.
Hey, shout out to the hotel restaurant.
Boo.
Oh, that's
now, so let's talk about the rock party for a second.
I don't remember.
Who had a good time at the rock party?
Yeah.
on the rest of the guys at the Cool Table, I want to say you guys put on a hell of a hosting event. It was very nice. I enjoyed myself. Robert D. made me drink more than I should have.
I think we all did.
You're not there
the
he is.
You're not the only one.
And yeah, I'm glad I wasn't sick this morning, because I thought I was going to.
I was.
So now, when I was leaving, when I went, Laura and I were leaving, and then Laura, would it be good?
Yay, Ballora. Yay. Give it up for Ballora.
Laura and I have, for the first time, have been enjoying No Chill.
Sorry, that was me.
Like, usually we're missing our kids. We're like 3 times in 24 hours.
Look, so you go for number 4.
Give it up for Seattle.
Wait. Yeah, wait. Yeah. Pretty much. So look.
She's gonna kick your ass.
She lacks the skills in the building. I'm kidding. Look. But Laura, when we were leaving, who was coming into the rock party?
Police.
That's a good party right there.
Let's make some noise for police shutting down.
So I caught him in the hall. I come out to exchange something with you real quick. And I said, I bet you're coming to see me. And he said, yeah, I got a noise complaint on the elevator from below you. So we have the suite and then the bookended rooms that we're staying in. So we're kind of insulated. Complaint came from the room. But hey, listen, after the party last night, I was satisfied with the event. I mean, that was awesome. Everybody out
thank
there.
Ain't no party like a rock party.
Ain't no party like a rock party.
Right.
Woo! We drank almost all the liquor.
They ran out of water.
I ran out of water.
Where's Rolling Steel?
Where's JD?
Rolling Steel had to pour me tap water for a second.
Did you put it in the bottle and say, here you go?
That's the fact. He was like, I got Sprite. I was like, what is that?
Hold on. So, is that vitamin water?
No.
No, that's Cab.
Shut up.
We all know.
So look, I'm on my wine shit these days. I'm very fancy. So let's talk about
the bottle.
Let's talk. So did they shut it down?
Nope.
It's very nice.
Yeah. So next year, not only are we gonna rent the rooms on the sides, we're gonna rent the rooms upstairs and
downstairs. Jay Roos. Now Jay Roos tucks the front of his shirt to his pants all the time.
Shout out to Bill Buckle.
I think Jay Roos wears clothes where he wants you to know he's still skinny.
Right. Well, for now.
He's proud of that thing.
For now.
I love Jay Roos.
Good. Fuck Jay Roos.
Fuck Jay Roos.
Let me get a all right. Fuck Jay Roos. 1, 2, 3.
Fuck Jay Roos. Anybody got anything? I have a winner in this room. Let's talk over this side.
Mine was good.
Yeah, it was fast.
It was fine.
Move fast.
Number 5
in line.
Yeah, move fast. Them all pretty quick.
I'm going to be honest. When I came upstairs, I got coffee from Panera. It was shit. And when I came upstairs, I saw a few rainy day faces. Were the rainy day faces justified or not justified?
No.
Not justified?
I mean, I was happy as a peach. You know, I got in at 2:30 and I was ready to go. So.
As a what? Peach?
Peaches are
good.
We're just tired.
We're going to have to cut you off, Ken. No more drinks for Kenny tonight. You said peach.
That was a deal.
They had a lot of transformers.
Right. You got to speak up. You got to project, man. This isn't California anymore.
The functioning was terrible.
Oh, come on, that yoga shit, man. This ain't California anymore.
I'm just saying, like, everything seemed so crowded. Nobody knew how to...
I didn't see Agabus's table.
There wasn't a good seat.
The room was way too small.
I didn't find Bobby's table until like the third lap.
It's a small room.
Yeah, I told you they put baby in a corner.
I used my baby as a battering ram.
That's nice. Your baby eats. Justin's baby eats just wild as fuck. Yeah. I never seen anything like it. I threw. I didn't. Eat, I was scared to put my fingers close to it. I threw a piece of lettuce at him.
Yeah. No food
doesn't matter.
Why go to the store
matter.
When you can hide behind the source?
Yeah. How was the product? Was there anything? Let's talk about the exclusives. Who had exclusives? Who had exclusives?
I picked them up.
I don't care.
I got them.
All right. Chris Bishop.
They're cutting you off.
Talk about what you didn't like. Chris did the custom, the skull face, and the robes and shit. One of my favorite pieces of my collection. Talk about the exclusives. Why you made it?
Well, I mean, they're all just heavily retreaded, repainted. You know,
the Trailbreaker that was white with the rally stuff and decals and everything, that was cool, but who gives a shit? Okay. You know, give me something different, something special.
Now, when I say exclusive, I also mean shit that hasn't been available before. So, like, the
G1
Make Toys Stars for me.
Galaxy Meteor.
I did get a Galaxy
Meteor. Galaxy Meteor is sweet.
Now, wait. Everybody's got to relax.
It's just like
Galaxy Meteor, Howling Meteor. I feel like this is where Dustin and I are in the same boat. Where we're like, we don't fucking understand. Which one is which?
Okay. Galaxy was a Cybertron version.
The good one. Let's just say G1 Starscream and that other shit.
That's it. Yeah, there you go.
That other shit's good.
That other shit's good.
Deluxe.
You open that shit up, it's going
to
fly out.
You told me be careful when I pick up the box because it was very light.
Yeah,
it felt like a bag of Lay's chips.
There you go.
He said it felt like a bag of Lay's chips.
But it was
perfect. But wait, by show of hands, and Laura try to get the hands, who bought the Howling Meteor?
Fuck that.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
All right, so it got some of you. Yeah.
Fuck make the.
Who bought the Galaxy Meteor?
Nope.
Hands up.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did.
Hope you said Bobby. Who bought the transparent star screen
for your review?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah.
One.
Two.
Right.
Three.
You can't say for your review.
Oh, there it is.
It looked badass in the case, though.
It was good.
It looked badass in the case.
Who bought? What else was there? The white Trailbreaker.
I bought it. I bought it from somebody else.
Novelty.
Tuck bought it.
Who's selling
Dan,
it?
Dan, you're an exclusive buy motherfucker.
Who's selling it next
week? Robert D.
Everyone?
Robert D.
I bought it from somebody else.
Of course it is. Outrageous.
So, let's.
What about Tarn?
Oh, yeah. Who bought the... Who bought the Auto-Tarn?
I bought it.
It got some of you motherfuckers.
I like the colors. It's so cool.
The Iron Factory Sunstorm. TF Source exclusive.
Iron Factory Sunstorm. TF Source exclusive. Who got that? Hey, we're gonna be booing one motherfucker. We're gonna be booing a lot of motherfuckers.
Yeah, I'm into that. That's okay.
Wait.
Who went to the TF Source
that's
looking for Stepper?
I tried.
They didn't have it.
Pre-order. You can do it on your phone. Pre-order. Anywhere.
They dropped the email last night at midnight.
Though. Yeah.
Bobby got Open Play Galvatron.
Yeah. Guess what? It was already opened.
It comes
new
in a
box.
Plastic fucking bag.
All you gotta do is play with it.
Hey man, that's more branding.
And then he tried to make me feel guilty about it. Like if you look, he was like, "You're acting like a brat." Look, if I say I want a lemonade and an iced tea and a Coke, just anything but Sprite, because Sprite makes me throw up, and you say, I'm going to get you a Sprite to fuck with you, then no, I'm not a brat. You're a fucking child. Was there anybody that feels like they got like an astronomical deal on some shit that they wanted to share?
I heard that Rock Box was a great deal.
I got one.
Yeah. Out to the Rock Box. Sold out.
I heard the Rock Box sold out.
I heard that Haney had the best prices in the dealer.
This is definitely not mine.
Oh, shit.
This is
Is that for you to review?
For you to review.
For me to review?
Yeah.
Oh, you can
throw it down the set.
I can't wait to see that.
Hey, all right, can I talk about something that I got?
Well, first you
got
to break that.
Now you're going to make me
It's going to break because it's not that late.
Look, why are you being negative? You're supposed to be on my team.
I think you just broke my shit.
Just 2 days ago?
I didn't break yours. You broke it. You broke it, and you said, can I have yours? That's a fact. Chinese my ass. Look, I just want to talk about one thing I got that was very special. Can we get a close-up? JD drew me a piece that I'm definitely going to get framed in. Hey, you guys, JD. Pigment surgery. Please follow him. He gave me a skull face piece that's fucking awesome. It's got fucking broken pieces of all the figures I broke all around. and William Fong gave me the combined form of Shattercast Uncut, which is known as Interrupticus. Which is also awesome. But I know Greg is going to give me shit about my head being the head of the fucking combined. Third party panel, let's do that and then we'll wrap up.
There's nothing to say. There's not much to talk about.
It's one on the Indian style.
It was like the one in Toronto with like three things at it. And there was no fans toy stuff, so you know I was pissed.
Hey, who said fans toys in the
world? Yo!
All
right. It was actually a pretty large crowd.
All right.
So everything that they showed, for the most part, 90% of the shit, was in a dissolved in the back of the room, in the dealer room. Yeah. So it's like, wait, rewind.
The talk?
It was an interesting
It was an interesting emphasis on the syllable.
It's like toy detox.
Yeah.
Toy detox.
What you got, Dragon Ball?
I like the only thing we saw that was even interesting to me. Was the non G1 stuff, because the make toy stuff was the
new stuff. Everything else
is Tetra Jets, though.
Bobby wants the Tetra Jets.
I think that what they did on that third-party panel was unfair to people who paid to be dealers in the dealer room, because the new stuff that they showed at that third-party panel could have easily taken up maybe 10 minutes of time.
Yeah.
That's 50 minutes I wasn't in the dealer room buying shit.
Yep.
I don't need to see stuff that I've seen on Facebook a year ago. Go fuck yourself. You just wasted my time. You cost people money.
No doubt. We've been talking about that shit for a year now.
Those fucking companies obviously wanted to have their name up there. That's why they gave TFCon something to have their shit up there, just so that they're fresh in people's mind. But you're stealing from the people who paid to be there.
Let's hear from Tuck.
All right. They spoke it up, and they were like, 450 slides! We gotta get this shit going! 5 new slides, nothing I cared about. What the hell? Yeah, I mean, it's like, big sell and no delivery.
Yeah. And also,
that's about it.
400 slides, and I saw 4 new toys.
All right, we got Fong. Can I smell your hand? I don't want to touch it. Not for nothing, I feel like everybody has touched it. I don't want to touch it at this point, but I do want to smell it.
Smells like cum.
It smells like what you think it would smell.
Go ahead.
It's glorious.
I was in the third party panel for like 10 minutes, and I decided to get the fuck out. I left.
And then you came to pick up the
TV by myself.
I told Mike just hung out, so it was garbage.
Yul, this is the man behind third party TF Crashers.
Yeah.
Woo!
You can find him on Facebook. He's been a supporter of the Cool Table. He's been a supporter of everything community based from the beginning.
I was worried that Make Toys wasn't going to do Headmasters no more, but then they showed the third one, so I thought it was cool.
Hey, I hope they get the pre-order thingy.
Someone shouted
it. I heard that from Kyle, too.
Everybody, he's from California, but just let him have his moment.
But yeah, that was the one good thing. I mean, because Skylinks, we were hoping Skylinks was going to be revealed, but that didn't happen.
No dice.
I'm a pretty positive person, and I've been to GFCon 3 out of 4 years in the U.S., and that was the worst third-party panel I've seen.
Wait, Robert D told me people booed during the Make Toys shit.
Yeah, we did.
Is that how people feel?
Just as many people booed as said fans.
I still got my Starscream though.
Wow.
Yeah. If not more.
Now,
shout out to 5%.
I hope the owner heard it.
So look, is the boo because of this
drama
reason?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Not to me.
But not to you. Why is it to you? Because you want Beast Wars figures. Nobody cares about
them. I've been a little out of loop lately. I've been a little out of loop the past few months.
Sounds like you're really
so
right
I've just
now.
Been looking at toys, not so much like the happenings that's been going on. But literally, there was like maybe 3 things that weren't new, and the last ETR I watched was probably six weeks ago or so. You know what I mean? Like, and it's just kind of nothing new. So
I threw out my boo. Because they told me I'm a bad reviewer. That's all.
That is a fact.
Hell Hasbro.
Third party. With that being said, does anybody have anything they want to offer before we get into party mode?
Them coupons were cool, Haney.
Thanks,
man. Yeah. For those that don't know, you're probably watching this on Shattercast Uncut. Hopefully, you're listening to this. Where's Ace also?
Right here.
Hopefully Ace.
Put it to work. Piece of shit.
I hope you're still on SCU by the time this airs, and not with Toy Detox.
Yeah, Toy Detox is recruiting, by the way.
Don't
be careful. Lock up your daughters. Agabus certainly didn't have to let us in here. We would have had to scramble for a space, like a stage and a space, but not spelled nor pronounced the same. But we would have had to scramble for a space. Luckily, Agabus reached out. He didn't have to. He doesn't owe us fuck. And he let us have the privilege to record here. It was a safe space.
Free from safe.
Free from
safe space.
Bobby safe. But look, we'll wrap it up. Sure. We're in Agabus's room because Agabus is the only one that's here that gave a fuck. That's a fact.
Yeah.
Outside of that, I want to give a shout out. Yeah. Talking about inclusivity, we have Mike, New York Mike. We have Chris, who said his last name is Mao, but I'm calling him Maul because it sounds like Darth Maul, and I think that's hard. And we have, there's somebody. Who else?
The other Mike.
Rogue War. And we have Rogue War in the house. And all of these folks just came up to us, spoke to us. I'm sure there's other people in the room. Pardon me, I can't see shit in this mask. But they came up to us, and my voice is fading. But they came up to us and just said, what's up, we love the show, da-da-da, and then here they are in the room. It's that simple. With the cool table, it's always open door policy.
I actually met someone named Emmett on the elevator. Emmett and his family.
Yes,
he said
good
hi.
Good dude.
Yep.
Just open the door, people.
Space is locked. As one viewer, we met him. So that was great.
Make some noise, Space is locked. With that, you guys met. Hey. Stay as loud. For what it's worth, I download it every week, but I swipe left.
We're going trans metal soon.
I want you guys to get the number count. So, either way, it's the cool table. And we're going to have, like, this is the work part. The fun part is about to start. What a life.
Take us out, Matt.
Say bye.